Hi, this is Terry Reisman, and welcome back to our Faith Builder podcast. Today we are covering the third segment on prayer. In the first segment, I discussed the questions of what is prayer and why we pray. Last week, I touched on the how and when God answers our prayers. Today's focus is the who of prayer, or more specifically, who do we know who to pray to? This is one question that comes up a lot for my students. They're confused with the idea of the Trinity. You have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, yet all are God. Then there are also Marian prayers and prayers to angels and saints. People of other faiths don't quite understand our need to pray to others beside God. They think that by praying to others, we are worshiping other beings and putting them on the same level of God, which is not at all the case. There's a big difference between prayer and worship, and all our worship goes to God and God alone. When explaining the faith, especially to our parish youth, I like to use the model of a conventional family. There are times in your life when you need some fatherly advice or guidance. You want to turn to someone that you look to for wisdom and knowledge. That is when I recommend praying to God the Father. He knows you better than you know yourself. God the Father is the one that I see as all-powerful and knowing. Some may view him as the Sherpa on the mountaintop that you make a pilgrimage to for answers to life's biggest mysteries or to gain understanding and knowledge. He is also the Father you go to when you're tired and you just need to lay your worries in the hands of someone else. Some people say that it isn't good to compare God to a father, that some may not have a good father-child relationship. But even if someone never got to experience it, everyone does have that longing. I often tell my students, think of the qualities you want in a perfect father. They can experience those in our merciful and loving God. There may be other times in your life when you need a brother or close friend. Has there ever been a time in your life when you feel like you couldn't go to your parents because they just wouldn't understand? Especially as a youth, you don't feel comfortable going to a parent because you feared their disapproval, or maybe you think, because of the age difference, they wouldn't be able to relate. You then tend to go to a sibling or close friend, someone who may know what it's like to experiencing what you are going through. This is when I like to pray to Jesus. Jesus was blood and flesh and experienced the same temptations that we go through. Jesus is the strength we need when we want to turn away from sin or need the example of how to show love and forgiveness to someone who has hurt us. He knows what it's like to be persecuted, fatigued, and an outcast. Then there are close friends and neighbors who always seem to have the tools you need to complete a difficult task. A close friend and neighbor of ours used to be an auto mechanic. Whenever my husband would work on one of our cars, it seemed like he would always run into a complication and need some unusual or complicated tool. Our friend always seemed to have what he needed and would be more than glad to lend it to us and even come over and help. This is how I like to explain the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a presence we pray to give us the gifts or tools we need to live our lives as true Christians, especially in difficult situations. When we are lacking faith, courage, right judgment, wisdom, knowledge, prudence, discernment, we can pray to the Holy Spirit for these gifts, and He is more than happy and ready to deliver. When it comes to my mother, she prays for the needs of her children every single day. I have an older brother and an older sister, and one of the things that my mother prays for is that my siblings and I stay close to each other, and especially close to our Catholic faith. Do you ever feel distance from your Catholic identity, or have a hard time making a connection with Jesus? Mary's greatest desire is to lead you to her Son. She will help you with your relationship with Christ, and just like your earthly mother, will intercede for you for all of your needs. The same is true for your holy brothers and sisters. The saints have also gone through the same struggles as you have, and there seems to be a patron saint for every need you may have. When you are struggling or suffering, you can ask the saints to intercede on your behalf. Asking for their intercession is like multiple prayer requests which go straight to God on your behalf. Just as you would ask your friends and families to pray for you for special intention, the same is true for the saints, and they would have more of a direct line to God. But remember, No matter who you pray to in heaven, all of your prayers are heard and answered. There is no wrong one to pray to and no wrong time or way to pray. Until next time, stay hopeful, be prayerful, and keep building the faith.